Haftarah for Nitzavim Vayelech 5777, Dressing Up. Vain trifles as they seem, clothes have, they say, more important offices than to merely keep us warm. They change our view of the world and the world's view of us. Virginia Woolf. In a machine age, dressmaking is one of the last refuges of the human, the personal, and the inimitable. Christian Dior. What you wear is how you present yourself to the world. Fashion is instant language. Miuccia Prada. This is Isaiah 61-63. Synopsis. Our Haftarah opens with triumph. Zion is exalted after generations of exile. God is portrayed as returning with Israel as his crown and regalia. The nation is clothed in garments of victory like a bride and groom in all their finery. God proclaims his enduring care for Israel. In his love for them, he redeemed them, raised them, and exalted them as in days of old. The restored nation shall be a holy people. This Haftarah concludes the cycle of seven readings that are read for consolation after the ninth of Av. Over the last 22 years, I had the fortune of spending much of my time with my wife's grandfather, Hacham Ovadia Yosef Zatzal. He was accustomed to sit at his table at home in a white shirt, braces or suspenders, and black trousers. His sleeves were always rolled up. He would say Kiddush on Friday night, dressed this way, usually with his left hand in his pocket. I remember the very first Shabbat I spent with him. I had not been used to seeing him in this relaxed setting, but over the weekend, he was so engaging and warm that the environment in his home was quite at ease. He told us stories of his youth, and from a large jar, he offered us pickles that he had made himself. Ma'ase yadai, the works of my hands, he would say, as he doled out spoonsful to us all. At Shabbat's end, as he prepared to leave for his weekly shiur, he invited me to accompany him. His driver, Avraham, arrived and brought out the Rav's robe and hat. I watched the Rav don the vestments of the Rishon Lezion and immediately felt a knot in the pit of my stomach. Things had been so at ease over Shabbat with the man in the dress shirt with rolled sleeves. But before me, standing in his flowing navy blue robe, adorned with golden leaves and turban-shaped hat, was Hacham Ovadia Yosef, one of the greatest halachic minds to live in the last two centuries. A man who commanded immense respect and profound authority. I was no longer standing before Saba, Grandpa, but before a king in full regalia. All that had changed from a moment before was his dress, but it was enough to express his unique personal glory in a way that only clothing can. In this case, it was not the clothes that made the man, but the man was self-made. His clothes were his adornments, the outer exhibit of his distinction. There are few things like our attire that can similarly express aspects of our identity. The queen in her crown and royal robes, a bride in her wedding dress, even a film star on Oscar night in a gown or black tie. In these cases, the clothing expresses the stature and achievements of the person. They are wearing their glory. In Hebrew, there are two distinct words for clothing. One is levush, and the other is beged. We will only call a garment a levush when it is in the context of being worn. Beged refers simply to the garment itself, not how it is used. Levush, therefore, can be used both as a verb and a noun. To wear a garment is to lovesh levush. But the same cannot be done with the word beged. One cannot boged beged. With levush, our clothes are adornments. The aspects of our soul and identity are represented by the garments we wear. A beged becomes our levush. In Hebrew, to wear something does not simply refer to the articles of clothing one might have on. When we are lovesh something, we are overlaying our bodies with an external presentation. We are representing some aspect of who we are. We wear it. It does not wear us. It is different when we wear something that is simply a covering or functional but not expressive of myself. Other words like kasa, to cover, and atta, to wrap, are used in these instances instead. The colors, textures, drape and flow, the cut and style of our clothing, subliminally or overtly point to something within that is being expressed. We can tell whether a person put thought and care into what they wear. Are their clothes wrinkled or well ironed? Are they disheveled? Are their clothes loud colors or quiet hues? There is a story about us being told in our clothing. Torah expects that the garments one wears should express the dignity and beauty of the person wearing them, rather than simply being used as utilities for coverage. Clothing is synonymous with honor and splendor in Torah, and is meant to epitomize it. And you are to make garments of holiness for Aharon your brother, for glory and splendor. Exodus 28:2. Rabbi Yohanan referred to his garments as my honors. Shabbat 113b. A person who has worked to refine his character and achieve a wholesome self must clothe himself in a way that expresses this. A student of the wise wears clothing that is lovely and clean. It is prohibited for him to go out with a stain or dirt on his garments. He is not to wear the garments of royalty like gold and turquoise that draw everyone's attention, nor the clothing of the poor that is disparaging to those who wear them. Rather, he is to wear standard, pleasant clothing. Harambam, Hilchot Deot. There is, of course, an alternative to the use of clothing. Rather than exemplify the inner beauty of a person, it can be used to redefine the person, both to others and to oneself. Clothes are powerful in this regard. They can be used to create a persona rather than express one. Uniforms of all sorts, along with fads and trends, often do not express who a person is, but rather aim at externally defining a person. It is from this possibility that the word beged is related. When an article of clothing does not become something that a person wears, but instead, in a sense, wears the person, it is deceptive, and it betrays a person's individual identity. The verb form of beged, boged, literally means to deceive or betray. Our vestments have such an impact on us and others that we often tend to use them to compensate for what we believe is lacking in us, or to make statements about how we wish to be perceived rather than who we actually are. When we use clothing this way, in Hebrew, we would not properly be lovesh, wearing it, but covering ourselves with it. Our Haftarah, the final installment of the 7 Haftarot of Consolation, intriguingly uses metaphors of clothing throughout. Here, Yeshaya goes beyond speaking of our redemption, hope, return, and rejuvenation, and speaks of our achievement of full glory and maturity. We can finally wear our garments of honor and splendor. We have earned them. My whole being exults in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of triumph, wrapped me in a robe of victory, like a bridegroom adorned with splendor, like a bride bedecked with her refinery. In achieving our highest potentials and shining with wholeness, our clothes are the graceful external layers that express our true inner beauty. In this state of relative perfection, we in turn become God's adornments in glory. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of God, and a royal diadem in the palm of your Lord. On the occasion of the world finding its peace, and Israel finding wholeness and sovereignty, God himself will be wearing his finest. Who is this coming from Edom in crimsoned garments from Bozrah? Who is this, majestic in attire, hadur bilvusho, pressing forward in his great might? In our course of refinement and growth, and our journeys of self-discovery and actualization, we have many ways in which we interact and express ourselves. Clothing is one of them. It is a potent mode of self-expression, and at times, self-definition. Ideally, our attire should be expressive of who we are, and display in some way our positive attributes. At times, they should display the greatest aspects of our personal beauty and grace. But in our path of growth, we must avoid using clothing to define, cover, or restrict our unique identity. We must not draw our persona and character from the clothes we wear, nor should we use them to inhibit it. Rather, we build our character from within, refining it every day, emerging continually with a fuller, more mature identity. Our clothing should reflect and honor the inherent light of life that we all bear. When we choose our dress, we must ask ourselves, will this garment honor me? Will it gracefully adorn me? Or will it cover and restrict who I am? As Rabbi Yochanan taught, our clothes are our honors. We are to build and refine ourselves and grace them with what we wear. Shabbat Shalom.